Welcome back to Farm Talk here from the North Dakota Corn Council studios. Today, Stewardship Wednesday, brought to you by Agassi Seed and Supply. We are joined now by Miranda Meehan, NDSU Extension, joining us. Miranda, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good to have you with us today. And we are going to talk about an interesting story that came out that you put out, and we're talking about water supply and livestock and how important it really is. And, you know, water is important for everything, and livestock, no exception to that. Of course, we know that, but it has a lot of effects on livestock, doesn't it?
Definitely. Water is the most important nutrient that we have for livestock. It's often one of those things we overlook. We just take for granted, though.
Yeah, it's kind of overlooked, and you know, because yeah, it's water. Everybody knows water is basically life. So we all know that. But having access to good quality water can make all the difference, depending on what kind of herd you're going to have, what kind of growth you're going to have, all those sorts of things.
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of research out there showing improved gains for yearlings up to almost a quarter pound per day and a third a pound a day for calves when they have good quality water versus a poorer water source. So it definitely, I always tell people that investing in a water development of some sort is the investment that's going to pay for itself its fastest in terms of your grazing systems.
And NDSU Extension recently did some water quality screenings, didn't they?
Yeah, so we've actually been conducting water quality screenings, extension agents across the state since 2019. We have lots of data on that. Currently, this year, we're actually looking pretty good with all the runoff we had. So that's positive of the long winter we had, is all that runoff that replenished our surface water sources, improved water quality significantly.
Now, we've had pretty warm June. It's been a little bit warmer than normal. We kind of went right from winter to summer, it felt like. And so June was really hot. And that can, of course, mess with things as well. We get hot and we evaporate that water out of the out of the ground. We need that for our crops. We also have issues with the heat and water quality as well, correct?
Correct. And so as water evaporates in our surface waters, the salts and minerals become more concentrated in those waters. And if they reach certain thresholds of concentrations, they can become toxic to livestock. First, we see some performance issues, laxative effects. In higher levels, we can see abortions, blindness, central nervous system disorders. So it's really important that we're monitoring the levels of total dissolved solids. We want those to be below 5,000 parts per million. And then sulfates, we want those to be less than 500 parts per million for calves and 1,000 parts per million for mature cattle.
So the best way, what is the best way for a producer to monitor the levels of the TDS in the water system? And how do they do it? What's the best way?
Yeah, so if they want to monitor themselves, I always recommend monitoring before removing those animals in a new pasture and monitor regularly throughout that grazing season because things will fluctuate. For TDS, we can buy a handheld TDS meter. They're around $80 for a decent one. And then the other thing that we've seen is more sensitive measure, and we've seen more issues, is sulfates. And you can buy sulfate test strips that give you an idea of where your water is sitting. Also, if you're not sure or nervous about buying those things, reach out to your local extension agent. Most of them have those tools in their office and will be happy to come out, do a screen, or have you bring a water sample in for them to screen.
Well, very handy for that in case you don't want to do it or you don't trust yourself to do it. You can have somebody else do it that knows. Also, with the hot, dry conditions, you hear about this quite a bit. If you like to fish, you hear about this quite a bit. But it's also an issue with your ponds and stuff on your farm, blue-green algae.
Yeah, I haven't heard of a bloom yet, but we're getting to that time of year, and especially with how hot it has been, it's perfect conditions to facilitate the growth of that blue-green algae. So just continuing to monitor, it's highly toxic to all animals, and can actually be toxic to humans as well. So we want to be really careful if we are handling those waters or going into those waters that have an algal bloom, making sure we're wearing boots and gloves and not coming in direct contact with that water, but also moving those animals off and if you suspect an algal bloom because of the toxic, how toxic it can be, animals can die within 15 minutes of ingestion. And there isn't thresholds for consumption with those toxins. We just really don't know. And so it's always better to err on the side of caution with that.
Wow, that is, I didn't know it was that quick. That's pretty lethal. Is it the same severity on humans as well?
So humans, it's just a respiratory, it tends to be respiratory issues from breathing in the toxins, and you can get a rash from coming in contact. So definitely not as severe, but also we wouldn't be ingesting that water more than likely either.
Right. That's exactly it. So again, the importance of a good quality water supply for your livestock is, you know, as the summer progresses here and it gets hot and everything else. And like you said, testing the water is something that you should probably be doing. And those testing, you can, is it like a kit or how, or what does it look like if you want to get the TDS testing?
Yeah. So it's just a little, the TDS meter is something you just dip into the water, and it gives you an electronic reading. You have to calibrate it ahead of time. And then the sulfate test strips, they're just little strips, almost like the litmus paper strips we use in chemistry in high school that you dip in. It changes colors and you match the colors to the side of the bottle and it gives you a reading. And both are available on Amazon, or if you want to reach out to your extension agent or myself, and we can give you a recommendation on one that the ones that we use.
And Miranda, if people do want to reach out maybe to you or extension in general, what's a good way to do that?
Best way to find contact information is going on the NDSU Egg Hub, and all of our contact information is on there. You can find your local extension office. Reach out to them. If they don't have the answer, reach out to me. That would probably be the best way. You can also track me down via social media if you're on there too.
All right. Well, Miranda, thanks so much for taking some time for us today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Thank you. That is Miranda Meehan with NDSU Extension. She is, in fact, the North Dakota State University Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist. So good to have her on talking about how important it is to have a good water supply for your cattle. As hot as it's been lately, we've had plenty of summer already in the early part of it. In fact, the meteorological official day for summer hasn't even hit here yet. We've already had multiple 90 degree days and a lot of heat out there, so that can mess with the water supply a little bit. So good information from her. And that is, of course, your Stewardship Wednesday update, brought to you by Agassiz Seed and Supply.